The Colorado Avalanche lost to the Toronto Maple Leafs in a game that had to mess with their confidence, but also the confidence of their fans. Everybody's wondering who this team is. We go out there and we beat teams that are amazing, and then we play teams that we should absolutely dominate, and we lose 5-1. It's a frustrating thing as a fan, but it doesn't just apply to the Colorado Avalanche. The Pittsburgh Penguins, who we played tonight, have had their own issues, including the star, the kid. Sid the Kid hasn't played Sidney Crosby hockey lately, and everybody's wondering what's wrong with him. Now granted, it hasn't even been a half a season yet, but a guy like him set the bar so high that when he doesn't reach that bar, everybody immediately thinks the worst. He's a failure. He can't play that kind of hockey anymore. The rest of the league finally caught up to him. You know, none of that probably applies, but being somebody in his limelight, in his world, isn't easy either. And the only thing that I'm really concerned about is that he's going to have the kind of game against us that Toronto did, that this is going to be a breakout, that the stage is set for the Sidney Crosby show. But the beautiful thing about sports is you never know what's going to happen any night. Top team, bottom team, anyone could win. The Avalanche could get it together and be dominant the rest of the season, or it could just be much of the same. Either way, this is what it means to be a fan. This is the fun part. We forget last game, and we enjoy the next game.
Shout out to the AVS fam. Colorado hockey's coming in, man. Let me teach you how to dutchie. On the ice, the dutchie touch. Hashtag volley volley. The crazy saves this so gnarly. The Condor and Landy. Team Butte is sweeter than candy. Colorado hockey's coming in. Colorado hockey for the win. Tune into the podcast, we're live. Colorado hockey has arrived.
And with that pessimistic preamble out of the way, we have some more insights for you from Stephen Crociata about the goalie controversy, or the lack thereof. Now, I don't believe that Vardy's going anywhere, at least not right away. Bear's playing good hockey, Vardy's been injured, he's going to come back, and as soon as Bear has a couple of bad games, we're going to see Vardy again, and hopefully we're going to see beast mode Vardy. He's had a rough start, but who hasn't? There's a lot of that going on right now. I think he's going to be fine. I think we have a good backup on our hands now too, so at least that much is going for us. Without further ado, here is Stephen Crociata.
So, word on the street is that the Avalanche have a goalie controversy. With Semyon Varlamov injured and Red O'Bara playing out of his mind, many people seem to think that maybe the Avalanche are having a starting goalie change. I'll believe it when I see it. As great as Red O'Bara's been, and you play him until he proves otherwise, he is their backup goaltender, who is, luckily for the Avalanche, doing a very good job. Semyon Varlamov has had a bit of a rough start to his season, and now being injured, he cannot rectify that. But until I am proven otherwise, whether that's Varlamov being traded or just Red O'Bara being called the starting goalie, I believe that Semyon Varlamov is the Colorado Avalanche starter for the season. I will say that anything can happen, and there have been reports out over the last 24 hours that say Varlamov's name has been mentioned in trades or whatever it may be. Now, I just want to address the management side of some of those rumors. Now, when a player is in a different position, and Varlamov is in that right now, with Red O'Bara getting a lot of starts for the Avalanche, teams will inquire about a guy's status. I can make this example through baseball. The New York Yankees have been taking calls on star closer Andrew Miller, and that is not because they don't view Andrew Miller as their starter, as their closer. That is because they need to judge the value of each and every one of their players. So with teams thinking that Varley maybe doesn't have the same standing with the Avalanche, they're going to call and they're going to inquire and see if his value might be a little lower now. And the Avalanche are going to take those calls. They need to do their due diligence and see what is out there. And if they absolutely were offered something off the charts, that's something that they now have to consider. Varlamov is not untradeable. He's not an untouchable piece. The Avalanche are lucky enough to have Calvin Picard in waiting. So that is a bit of insurance in case Berra ever regressed back to his struggles of last season and beyond, as well as hoping that Berra can keep up his consistent play. So they do have options if it seemed an offer came across that needed to be taken. But until I see otherwise, and that would be Varlamov coming back and getting no playing time, or of course actually being moved, it's one of those things I honestly need to see it to believe it.
As always, really good thoughts from Stephen Crociata. We appreciate these and all the thoughts that we get from him, and we hope that you do too. Definitely let us know what you like and what you don't like, and we'll think about it. This show is brought to you by AvsFam, absfam.com, the coolest hockey shirts you're going to find anywhere in the entire world. But guess what? You can get them for even cheaper than the $20, which is ridiculously cheap, by the way, if the guy that we represent on the shirt scores a goal. So let's say Dutchie gets one goal. That's 10% off. Two goals, 20% off. Three goals, we kind of hold our breath and hope there's not a fourth. Either way, you get how this works. You can get a really good deal on a shirt, depending on how the player goes. We have Dutchie, we have Mac, we have EJ, we have Picks. Whoever's in the game, whoever's scoring goals, it's awesome. We represent it. You should check it out. www.avsfam.com. Stay awesome.